Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. We pray that you will teach us from your word today and give us our daily bread, spiritual bread, as we study your word. Greetings, saints. The reading is Matthew 25, verse 24 to 30. Then the servant with the one bag of gold came and said, "Sir, I know you are a hard man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth, and here it is." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant, you think I'm a hard man, do you, harvesting crops I didn't plant and gathering crops I didn't cultivate? Well, you should at least have put my money into the bank so I could have some interest. Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of gold. To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who are unfaithful, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." What servant and what gold are they referring to? That comes from early in the chapter, verse 15. He gave 5 bags of gold to one, 2 bags of gold to another, and 1 bag of gold to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities, and then left on his trip. These are red-letter words, so this is Jesus speaking here. We are talking about relationship, we're not talking about religion. These are all servants, and two of them did something with what they were given, and the other one did nothing. We are involved in a relationship with our Heavenly Father, the Son, and Spirit, and as such, a relationship is not a dead thing, it's not an active thing. If you are in a relationship with somebody, you want to talk to them, you want to go out with them, you want to have a meal with them, you want to do things with them, go hiking or playing tennis or whatever it is that you like doing with that person. So having a relationship is an activity, not a passive state. And this is Jesus highlighting the fact that having a relationship with him is an active thing, not a passive thing. You don't just become a Christian and then continue to exist in a state of inactivity. It's important to get to know Jesus, get to know Father, the Holy Spirit, get to read the Word. Praying is simply talking, chatting with them, and it's an activity. It's something that you do. The servants in this parable, the previous verses, describe the other servants, the one with 5 bags and the one with 2 bags. This passage describes the one that was given 1 bag. He did nothing with that 1 bag. And that was the complaint. The fact that he could have taken a risk like the others did and done business with it, that would have been ideal. But his ability was not very high. They were given the amount of gold according to their ability. So the one that got 5 bags of gold had a very high ability. The one that had 2 bags of gold had a medium ability. This guy had a small ability. And the master knew that, so he only gave him 1 bag of gold to entrust to him so that he could possibly manage that much. But what he did was absolutely nothing. He went and buried it. What he could have done, even if he'd just taken it to the bank and deposited it there, the master would have got interest, and the risk of investing in the bank is a very low risk. That's why it's a low return, but at least it is some return. The other servants took the higher risk of doing business and trading, and they got a higher return. They each doubled what they started with. So this guy could have invested and traded with his 1 bag, and he might have come back with 2 bags, made another bag. But he was not confident in his abilities, and he had an opinion of the master's harshness. The master does not say he was wrong or right about his opinion, but he did say that because of those thoughts, whether they were wrong or right, the servant was too timid to take action and therefore did nothing. And the very small risk of banking the 1 bag of gold would have been sufficient to gain the master's favor and the master's reward. When I was a church worker many years ago, I was playing music, I was worship leader, And to me, that was like putting my talents in the bank to earn interest for God. And whether I was right about that or not, I was still felt like I was doing something with the music talent that God had given me. And whether we are doing things for many people or a few people, whether we are in the public eye or in the backgrounds, just visiting people or praying for people or encouraging people, whatever we do it because He loved us so much. Paul refers to this activity as building in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 10 to 15 NLT. Because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials. Gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like someone barely escaping through a wall of flames. So there we see that building and doing active work for the lover of our souls. Now this is not earning our salvation. We cannot earn our salvation. Works cannot save us. Only the blood of Jesus can save us. But once we are a born-again believer, a child of God, we want to grow, we want to become stronger, and we want to please our heavenly family. And that's why we do what we believe God is asking us to do. In fact, James talks about faith and works. James 2, verse 14 to 26, NKJV. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. How is this possible? How can we do what God wants us to do? He has the secret to success in John 15 verse 1 to 8. Again, red letter words, Jesus himself said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. Just like the fig tree without fruit, a person without fruit is not what God wants. And we can do it by His grace. Don't feel bad, you're in good company, Jesus himself said in John 5:19. Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what he does, the Son also does in like manner. Again in John 5, verse 30. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. And so we can follow Jesus' example. We rely 100% on the Father. We rely 100% on our heavenly family. Of course, we now have the Holy Spirit to help us as well. And so we rely on God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to do what we need to do. So there's no need to stress about, can you do what God wants you to do? Can you trade with his talents, with his gold? Going back to the parable, he will give you the grace to do what he requires you to do. Please note, you cannot be saved by works. The work we do is simply as a response to the love of God. In Romans 11 verse 6, And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise work is no longer work. So you can clearly see that we don't become saved. We don't gain our salvation by works. We work out our salvation by fear and trembling, by responding to that love of God. And in that way, we do what God wants us to do, which is the work that gets us rewards, not the work that gets us to heaven. Only thing that can get us to heaven is the blood of Jesus that makes us righteous. Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So please note, the works we're talking about is the work of faith. In fact, Jesus makes it quite clear, also in red letter words, in John 6 verse 29. Jesus answered and said to them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. So I encourage you to grow in faith and to do whatever God has laid out for you to do. In Jesus' name.